You are so fortunate to have such teachers as Padma Shyam Devi and Ju. There are many teachers of yoga in the world and in the Western world, but I see in your teachers, they are really giving you something with such deep life-transforming substance, because the physical exercises of yoga are sacred ways of actually opening our hearts to discover the beauty of what's within. But it's quite rare that people actually go within. And Padma Devi and Jules, they have gone deep within, and they want to share those joys with all of you. I congratulate you. We're speaking about bhaktas. With your permission, I'll tell one story. It is a story that forever moves my heart. The Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Shukadev Goswami, interesting. Parikshit Maharaj was a great king. He was the grandson of Arjuna, who the Bhagavad Gita was spoken to by Krishna. And he made a mistake. It was a small mistake. He didn't really mean it. Sometimes situations in this world cause you to say things or do things you really don't want to do and you don't intend to do, and it's really outside of your character. Have you had that experience? Parikshit Maharaj, he was king, but he so much respected and honored everyone. He was taught by his father, his mother, his grandfather and uncles about love for Krishna. And therefore he respected everyone. And it describes in the Bhagavatam that he saw every living being, every type of animal and bird and fish and tree as God's children. And as a king, he didn't think that I am the controller and the enjoyer and everyone should serve me. He was so humble. He felt that these are all God's children. And as the king, Krishna has entrusted me to, with all these people, to serve them. And he saw everyone as praja, as his children. And literally, he dealt with every animal and every human and every bird and everyone just the way he loved and cared for his own personal children. Because when you take a position like that, there's a responsibility of care. Amanina manatena. He respected everyone, especially great rishis and sages, because they enlighten society. One day he was in a forest, and he got really thirsty. And because of that thirst, he made a mistake. He went to a hut where a yogi was sitting named Samigrishi, But the yogi was sitting in samadhi. He was meditating on Krishna within his heart. And he was completely oblivious to the external world. And Parikshit said, please give me water. He said, please, I'm your guest. It's the principle of humanity that even if an unexpected guest comes to your home, you must satisfy them. I'm your guest. And not only that, I'm the king. Just give me some water. And he didn't answer because he was in samadhi. So King Parikshit at that point lost his intelligence. And he did something he would never do. He saw a dead serpent laying on the ground. And he picked up the dead serpent and said, oh, you're a great sage, here's a garland. And he put it around the sage's neck. The serpent was dead. So, you know, if it was alive, it would have been serious. And the sage didn't know anything. But the son, Sringi, when he heard about that, he was so insulted that this king has the nerve to insult my father, who's a Brahmin. I curse him to die from the bite of a snake bird in 7 days. And in those days, this was before Kali Yuga, in those days, when someone would curse, it would actually be real. Nowadays, you know, you curse and so what, you know, who cares? But they had curses had potencies because he chanted mantras before he did the curse. So Samyak Rishi comes out of samadhi and he sees a snake on his neck and he didn't care anything, he just took it off. But then when he heard that his son cursed the king, he started to cry. How could you do this, you foolish, unintelligent, immature child? This king has protected humanity, protected all living beings his whole life. He made one little mistake and you curse him to die? This is terrible. He was crying. And he went to the king to apologize. But when Parikshit heard about this curse, he was happy. He was thinking, I made a mistake. I deserve it. But what a blessing. I know when I'm going to die in 7 days so I could prepare myself for death. So he made a pledge that I will not eat or sleep for 7 days. I will go to the bank of the Ganges and Shravana. I will hear the glories of Krishna. And he was grateful. There's a beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tathenu kampam susamiksha mano bunjana evat mikritam vipaka. Ridvagva purvir vidatam namaste jivetya mukta pade satayabhag. It's one of the most important verses. It says, that person who even going through suffering and challenges in that state with folded hands bows down before the Supreme Lord with gratitude, that person alone can attain true liberation. Parikshit Maharaj personified that. He was grateful. He considered it Krishna's grace. And when he went to the bank of the Ganges, all the greatest sages and rishis from all over the place, they all came there, including Narada, who was the guru of his guru, Vedavyas. And you may have heard Vishwamitra Muni, Vashishta Muni, Gautam Muni, Bhardraj Muni, Parasara Muni. They were all there, thousands of the most enlightened sages. Vasishtha Muni was the guru for Lord Ram. He's been around a long time. And they were all, and Parikshit Maharaj asked, what is the essence of all the scriptures in all religions? Because I only have 7 days. I can't study all the scriptures all over the world. Please tell me the essence of all of them. And what is the prime duty of a human being? And what is the most important duty of a person who's about to die? And they were talking among themselves. There was no competition. You see, sometimes when yogis come together, they want to be the one who's going to speak. Especially this is one of the most historical moments in the history of the world. Whoever's going to speak there is going to be famous forever. And they were trying to decide who's most qualified to speak. But they had no ego. They just wanted the most empowered person. And then Sukadev walks in from the forest. He was only 16 years old. And because of the purity of his heart, the love, the devotion, the wisdom, they asked him to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. The great king of the world is sitting at the feet of a 16-year-old boy. And all the greatest rishis and yogis, some of them hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of years old, they're sitting at the feet of a 16-year-old boy. Because the quality. In one verse, Sukadev Goswami says, there are trees that live thousands of years. Which is very nice. Little Prahlad was only 5 years old. And his teachings, even the greatest sages, are still studying and being inspired by. Sukadev Goswami said, long life is not such a valuable thing. The most valuable thing is one moment of full consciousness, because that could liberate us for all eternity. The quality of life is all important. And the quality of life is how we utilize every moment. And Shukadev Goswami told, the greatest way to utilize every moment is in remembrance of the Supreme, of Krishna, in service to the Supreme, in chanting the names of the Supreme, in hearing about Krishna. And he spoke a beautiful verse. Savai pong sang puro dharmo yato bhaktir hoksha jaya hoitaki aprati hata yayatma suprasidati. That the supreme dharma, the supreme religion, is that which awakens pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Supreme Lord. Now I'm going to tell the story. This was like a preface to the story. I wasn't planning to say that, but I did anyway. This is a story that took place 500 years ago, which is so beautiful and dear to my heart because it just personifies this unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving desire to serve. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Krishna varnam tvisa krishna sangal panga saparshanam yagyai sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasha. That in the age of Kali, The Supreme Lord comes not in a bluish complexion, but in a golden complexion. And he will teach the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy names, kirtan. And in our school, we accept that that incarnation of Krishna was Sri Chaitanya. And when he was a little boy living in Navadvip, he didn't reveal his supremacy as God. He played the role of a devotee. But when he was a small boy, he was a great Nimai Pandit was his name. People just call him Nimai. He was so beautiful, but he completely hid his supreme position and was just playing the role like a student, a small boy, in a place called Simantadweep. There was a man named Sridhar. He would sell banana leaves, and sometimes he had a banana to sell, and sometimes he would find banana bark. He was so poor, because how much money do you make selling a few banana leaves and some banana bark? And half of his profit every day he would utilize to worship Mother Ganga, the river Ganges, because he understood that the Ganges River is the Lord's feminine potency, his Shakti in liquid form, that comes to this world to give bhakti and to give mukti, to live, to purify us. So he would worship Mother Ganges. And with the other half, he somehow maintained. He just had a little one-room thatched hut, which makes our cob houses look very palatial. His was really simple. And he just wore raggedy clothes. And he would sit on the ground with a little cloth with his banana leaves and bananas. And Nimai would come up to him every day and say, "How much are these bananas?" Now, Sridhar, nobody knew his name. Everyone just called him Kolavecha, which means banana seller. He had a certain way of doing business that is very rare. He would charge the minimal amount possible because he didn't want to inconvenience anyone. Just enough to barely survive. He would negotiate with himself to bring the price down before he would sell. How low could I go? I have to go lower. I don't want anybody, even rich people, I don't want to take too much of their money. So Nimai would come up. He was a boy, and he'd say, "How much are the bananas?" And Sridhar would say, he would give the price, and Nimai would say, "I will give you half. I can't survive if I sell it for half." Nimai would say, "Why are you charging me so much? I will give you half the amount." They would argue the price of bananas for 2 to 3 hours every day. And the amazing thing is Sridhar was a great devotee of Krishna. And when he was with Nimai, he felt his love for Krishna in the presence of Nimai. He would be in ecstasy, but he didn't know he was Krishna. And Sridhar would sit waiting for Nimai to come every day, just his heart pounding with anticipation. When will Nimai come? When will Nimai come? And Nimai would come to argue about the price of bananas. And usually at the end of the argument, Nimai would just say, I will just take them for nothing. Sridhar would say, whatever makes you happy. Usually would just take them. One day, Nimai said to Sridhar, why do you worship Krishna? What is he doing for you? Look at your clothes. Your clothes have so many holes in them and you can't even afford needle and thread. You just tie knots. And I see at least 12 holes and knots in your clothes. And look at your house. It's just a straw hut. And when it rains, the rain comes in and you have, and the only possession you have in your house is an old beaten up iron pot. And it's so useless, even the most desperate thief would not even put his glance on this useless pot. And look at your body. It's so skinny because you're not getting enough food. What is Krishna doing for you? There's so many people here who are atheists and they have nice houses and good food and good clothes. Sridhar, with tears in his eyes, said, Nimai, in my life I've seen that a king wears elegant garments and jewels and lives in a palace. And a bird wears the same old feathers every day and just lives in the little nest made out of grass and just eats berries. The king is eating fine foods. But he said, in the passing of time, I don't see a difference between the two. They're both going to grow old. They're both going to get diseased. They're both going to die. And they're both trying to enjoy, and they're both finding enjoyment sometimes, and they're both suffering sometimes. So I don't see any difference between a bird and a king. He said, I have everything I want. I don't need anything else. He said, you know, I may be skinny, but I'm eating. And my clothes may not be the best, but I do have clothes. And my house, I'm happy in that little hut. And Nimai said to him, you are a cheater. Sridhar said, what do you mean? Now, Sridhar is an elderly man and Nimai is just a little boy. He said, because you are cheating everyone. You are pretending to be such a poor person. But actually, you have in a secret hidden place a great treasure. And Sridhar said, no, whatever you see is what I am. Whatever you see is what I have. I don't hide anything. And Nimai said, I will expose you. And then he took bananas and left. Didn't give him any money. So after some years, Nimai went to Gaya, a very holy place. It's interesting because according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's three avatars that appear in this age of Kali. There's Buddha, who's an avatar of Vishnu according to the Bhagavatam. There's Lord Chaitanya, and there's Kalki, who appears at the very end of this age. And both Lord Chaitanya and Buddha both manifested their enlightened state in Gaya, which is in Bihar. So Lord Chaitanya manifested his Radha Bhav there. Radha Krishna Pranayav Vikritir Ladini Shaktirasmat. There's a beautiful verse that the absolute truth is one, Advaita. But that one absolute truth is eternally manifested as two for the sake of the rasa of love. Radha Krishna. or Sita, Ram, Lakshmi, Narayana. Krishna is the supreme object of love, and Sri Radha is the supreme abode of love, the supreme lover. And the love between the one absolute truth is the ultimate origin of all love. And every living being, mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanata, being a part of Krishna, has a part of Radha's love within us. That is the Ananda Shakti. So in this verse it explains, Radha bhava tuti suvalitam nomi Krishna swarupam. That the one absolute truth who is eternally two became one. Krishna with the complexion and the love of Sri Radha in his heart to give that love to the world. And that's Sri Chaitanya. So he manifested himself. And at one point, at Srivas Angam, the home of a very great devotee, Lord Chaitanya decided to fulfill the desires of all of his devotees. And he was revealing, according to their bhav, he was revealing their ishtadev. To one Ayurvedic doctor named Murari Gupta, who was a devotee of Ram, Lord Chaitanya manifested the form of Ram, Sita, Lakshman, and Hanuman. And he told the devotees, bring Sridhar. And the devotees said, who's Sridhar? They said, he said, just go to the outskirts of town, because it was the middle of the night. He says, you'll find his house, because he's always loud all night long. He doesn't sleep. He just chants Krishna's names. And you'll hear him. Just follow the sound of his chanting. Now, his neighbors didn't like it, because they were much wealthier than him, and some of them were very proud, and they would scream at him, why are you keeping us up with all your chanting at night? And sometimes they just pick up like a pumpkin or a vegetable and throw it at him and say he's singing all night because his stomach is in pain due to hunger. And they'd throw a vegetable at him and say, just eat this and shut up. Nobody respected him. But he didn't mind. He was happy. You know, he would just take the subject and offer it to Krishna and go on chanting. So the devotees went, and poor Sridhar, he was so humble. They said, because by this time he understood who Lord Chaitanya really was, who Nimai was. They said, he's calling for you. And Sridhar said, he's calling for me? And he fainted. Yeah. And they picked it up and brought him there. And Lord Chaitanya looked at him and manifested his form of Krishna to him, Krishna and Balaram. And Sridhar was in ecstasy. He was crying. And Lord Chaitanya said, ask for a benediction, any benediction. I'll give you anything, everything. I want to make you happy. And Sridhar, in his little rags, tears in his eyes, just looked up with such love and humility, said, I don't want anything from you. Said, I only want to serve you. I don't want to take anything from you. Lord Chaitanya said, but I want to give you something. Ask for something. Sridhar said, I don't want anything. Just seeing you, that's enough. Lord Chaitanya said, you are so poor, you're in poverty. I will give you a beautiful palace. I will give you an estate. I will give you a country. I'll give you whatever you want. I'll make you a king. Ask, ask. Sridhar said, that will only be a disturbance to me. I don't want money or property or house. Lord Chaitanya said, I will give you the perfection of all the 8 yogic cities. Anima, Manima, Lagima. Well, you could perform any supernatural miracle. I will give them to you immediately. Just ask. And Sridhar said, that will just be a distraction. I don't want any supernatural powers. Lord Chaitanya said, I will give you mukti, moksha, liberation from all suffering forever. Ask, I will give it to you, mukti. The great yogis and sages and gyanis, they perform tapasya for lifetimes for mukti. I will give it to you today. And Sridhar looked down and said, no, I don't want mukti. Lord Chaitanya said, I want to give you something. I'll give you elevation to my eternal abode in the spiritual world where you can be in my leelas forever. And Sridhar said, my beloved Lord, don't tempt me with these benedictions. I don't want that. And Lord said, please ask for something. And Sridhar said, my Lord, just be peaceful. And Lord Chaitanya said, I am peaceful. And Sridhar said, all I want is to please you. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, it will please me if you ask for something. Sridhar said, if it will please you that I ask for something, then I ask for one thing. In the core of my heart, let me never forget that little boy Nimai coming to steal my bananas. In every birth I take, I just want to see you come and steal my bananas. That's the only thing I desire. Wow. Lord Chaitanya began to cry. He could hardly talk. He was so choked up. And he said, I have revealed to the world the treasure that you have kept hidden in your heart. Prema Dhan, the treasure of your love. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.